This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. First things first. Hannah, your hair looks beautiful. Oh, my God. It is so blonde.
Yep. Thank you.
I know the women of the show went and did some beauty things yesterday. AB, you look so tan.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. The color and whatever your face, if your face looks great. You got a good looking face.
We're bronze and we're blonde.
Yeah, whatever your skin
and is. And I got my nails done.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Oh, my God. I just noticed right away.
Thank you.
Glad that we covered that. Let's take that off the list. Now let's talk about our brackets, because yesterday was the kickoff of March Madness, and we filled out a couple of brackets. BMS Babes are in my fantasy football bracket, which all these guys take it super serious. These guys are sports. You guys are in second to last place.
I thought we were in
third. I know.
That's what happened?
I don't know. That's what happens in these things.
Who lost? Just,
who didn't win? Oh my gosh. You had Kansas lose. You had Mizzou lose.
Yep.
And then you had my alma mater, SIUE, get destroyed by Houston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're second to last place there. We need a lot.
How's Texas Tech?
They're still in it.
Yeah.
We still.
Thank God.
So we have a lot of ground to make up there, but we got to talk about how it's probably all your fault that you guys are in second to last place, Hannah. And I'm looking at you specifically. Want to know why? No, it is all your fault.
Why?
Because there is a office pool that has 30 people in it. AB is in second place.
Whoa.
She cut you off. She cut you off, filled out her own bracket without you, and out of 30 people, she only missed two games all of yesterday.
Wow.
One of which was her alma mater, so she just had KU winning it all.
Yeah.
She went to KU, so she's like, okay, I'm picking them. They lost. And the other one was the big 5-12 upset that nobody saw coming. I didn't even know that was a school that existed. It was like McKenzie beat Clemson.
Yeah.
Only games this girl missed. She's a guru.
Yeah. Way to go, AB.
I filled that bracket out in about 3 minutes.
AB be balling. That's right. Yeah. After she left
UBI. That's awesome.
Yeah. Second place.
I should listen to you more.
Yes. Clearly, you were listening to Hannah too much of the fantasy football.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I'm in third place.
Oh, wow.
I'm still beating you.
Dang.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
An aquarium in New England just built a retirement home for penguins. So they said it's basically so that they don't have to deal with all the nonsense that younger penguins get up to.
That's funny.
And apparently penguins normally live 10 to 15 years, but most of them are twice that age already.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, it's working, whatever they're doing.
Man,
so
they're just annoyed with all the youth. Old penguins can relate to old humans. Like, the youth, man, they're driving us crazy.
Get off my ice block.
Such a cute story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
I am a little conflicted here for our poll of the day of which matchup the women of the show actually care more about, because for March Madness, we created a men madness where the AB got to pick 8 of her hottest guys. Hannah got to pick 8 of her hottest guys. We compared them like March Madness style. And I would think that the women were more locked in on the men bracket, but AB is in first place in our office pool. So I don't know. Maybe she is a big basketball fan.
There we go.
What do you have a better chance of winning, the office bracket or the men you picked? Because the men you picked
knows at this point
have been highly criticized online.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the results. Okay, Hannah's number one seed was Riley Green versus AB's eighth seed, which was Joshua Bassett. And it was... I've never seen anyone just get demolished the way Joshua Bassett did.
Really?
81% Riley Green.
Wow.
Hundreds of votes for Riley Green.
Whatever. Sexy little fella.
The number one seed for AB was Adam Brody. Had a tough matchup in the first round. We thought we might see an 8-1 upset versus Michael B. Jordan by a score of 54-46%. Adam Brody gets by. So both of your number ones got by.
I'm happy about that. That one I really did not expect.
That was, yeah. I was
watching the poll all day
to
see.
That was a steep one. It was up and down and left and right.
But your number one seed lives to see another day. Let's find out who they're going to play against. So the winner of this matchup will go against Riley Green. It is Patrick Dempsey versus, what is it, Milo Mayhem? Is that how you say his name? Milo Mayhem. Patrick Dempsey versus Milo Mayhem. Hannah, we know who you're voting for.
Yeah, my vote was casted towards Patrick Dempsey. If you don't know who that is, he's McDreamy. He's Derek Shepherd, best neurosurgeon in Seattle and in the country in Grey's Anatomy. Beautiful face, beautiful soul. Love him.
Okay. And then, AB, we know who you're voting for.
Milo. Oh. He's in Zombies. He was just in School Spirits, which just got renewed for season 3 yesterday. So very excited. He was on Dancing with the Stars. Should have won. He's adorable.
Kevin,
he's on
Broadway
right now.
Kevin and I, as the men of the show, who are you going to vote for, Kevin?
You know, I think Patrick Dempsey, primarily because he has name recognition.
Thank you.
He's had a longer career. I like Milo. I think he is a good-looking guy. I think he's got talent. But I unfortunately think that Patrick's going to just blow him out of the water.
I will vote for the other guy. I don't even know him, but I've heard Patrick Dempsey's a jerk. Ellen Pompeo doesn't like
him.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
She can say she doesn't like him. She loves him.
She's still talking about... She doesn't like this man so much that she just talked about him on podcast yesterday.
Really?
How she doesn't like him.
Oh, wow.
He didn't have her back when it came to...
What are you talking about? For Call Her Daddy?
Well, yeah, but she talks about him all the time, like the pay dispute and how he didn't come to her back and she has to negotiate contracts.
She said men, not
that really paints him in a bad light.
That's why I'm going to go with the other guy.
Listen to AB.
Zac Efron.
Brett is making some great points.
I think Brett needs to pull up some receipts on this because...
I'll pull up. Yeah, there's like a lot of history with these two. He was a jerk. Zac Efron and Charlie Hunman.
Charlie Hunan,
who's
we don't
also
care what his name is
because
hot.
He's Jax from Sons of Anarchy. It's basically the only thing he's ever been a big deal in. So
Pacific Rim, I'm voting him for that.
Okay,
alone. Yes,
Kevin, you're rocking with my men today.
I've never heard of this guy.
You don't know? See,
and Hannah didn't even know his name.
I don't care what his name is. I care about his face.
I'm going with Jax on this one, and I actually like Zac Efron, and I love Dylan Efron. I watch Traitors and all that stuff, but. Zac Efron, I feel like, hasn't aged well. He looks like, I don't know what's going on.
That's why the picture is from High School Musical.
And that's weird. I can't vote for High School Musicals.
I'm not voting for a preteen.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving, scroll past that headline, or tell me more. Like the stranded space station astronauts that came home Tuesday and this heroic moment. But people are wondering, like, how much do they get paid for all that overtime or whatever will happen over there?
Yeah, I've wondered the same thing.
$5 a day.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
They're on salary. So they make $150,000 a year. That's what their salary is to be an astronaut. And they don't get overtime. So for the incidentals, like traveling or being stuck in space, they got about an extra $5 a day.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
NASA did note that meals, lodging, and transportation are covered. But this is their salary. This is what they risk while being an astronaut.
Well, dear astronauts, sue your ever-living soul out of NASA, and hopefully that $5 will turn into $5 million.
Survey the best age to reach major life milestones.
Nah, keep it moving.
You're like, whatever, I'm not on your timeline.
Yeah, I know.
Every cockroach you see, how many are hidden in your house?
Nope.
It is way more than you think.
Oh, no.
Who would want to know that?
I bet there's some people are curious.
Some sickos out there?
I see one cockroach. How many other? Like, it's a lot, guys. A sorority girl with a lead foot is now the new hot mugshot going viral.
Okay, let's hear about it.
So do you remember that guy who went viral for the hot mugshot? His name was like James or whatever. Everyone was like, oh, this guy is so dreamy.
They use him as a model,
didn't they? Yeah. Now there's a new sorority girl that got arrested, and people are saying, man, this mugshot just looks so good. She's the new one everyone's talking about.
So she got arrested for speeding?
Yeah, she got arrested for speeding, and now all of a sudden people think, well, maybe she should get a model like her.
I would like her to do like a get ready with me video to show like her makeup.
Yeah, like how do you look good during a mugshot? Right. Get ready with me
like
for your
next... Like there's like passport photos, driver's license, like makeup and all that. So I want a mugshot makeup tutorial, please.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Hannah's homeschool.
Courtney, are you ready to play Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Do you study pop culture like all the time? It's like basically your second job?
Not really.
Okay, great. Courtney, great answer. That's okay. Just great. There we go. Hannah, do you study pop culture like it's your first job?
In fact, I do. This is my first job.
Courtney, what the hell? All right. Hannah, leave the room so you can't hear any of the questions we ask Courtney because I'm going to ask you guys the same exact questions to see who gets more right, okay? All right, Hannah's leaving. You ready, Courtney?
Yes.
People are stoked about the Lollapalooza lineup this year. Where is Lollapalooza held every single year?
I have no idea. Chicago.
Nice guess.
Was that just a random guess? You just guessed Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, that is correct. We're on fire. This is the type of kind of guesses we need, Courtney, all right?
Okay.
All right. We just recently kicked off March Madness. How many perfect brackets have happened in the history of the world?
Three.
All right. The JFK files were just recently released. Who killed JFK?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
Not according to the files. No, just kidding. Kidding. I'm kidding.
People are going to be texting it. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Which 30 Rock star threw up on the court at the Knicks game?
Tracy Morgan.
Okay. And then who played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Boom. 4 out of 5,
nice
Courtney.
Job.
For someone who does not study pop culture like it's their second job, you did really, really well. Only question you missed was a math question, I guess, on the history of March Madness. Let's see how Hannah does, and we'll bring her back in. She's got to get at least a 4 out of 5.
Sounds good.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah was outside the room calling people little bees while Courtney was answering 5 pop culture questions. Courtney said she is not a pop culture guru. It's not her second job. But Courtney, tell her how many you got right.
4.
4 out of 5.
Might not be your second job. Might be your first.
I know. She was really good. All right. Let's ask you, Hannah, the same questions. A tie will go towards Hannah and her record. All right. Hannah, people are super stoked about the Lollapalooza lineup this year. Where is Lollapalooza held?
Chicago.
It is in Chicago. Courtney guessed of all the cities and got it right.
Seriously? Yeah. Wow.
Since March Madness just kicked off, and I'm sure your bracket is perfect.
Oh, yeah. It is.
How many perfect brackets have happened in the history of the world?
3.
Well, you guys both guessed 3.
The answer is none.
It's never happened.
It's like virtually impossible to pick a perfect bracket.
I hear about it every year.
No, no one's ever had a perfect bracket, ever.
I don't believe that stat.
That 0 people had a perfect bracket?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to be the first people to ever have a perfect bracket. Yeah. They're hit at AB. All right, so you cannot miss from here on out. The JFK files were just released. They went public. Who killed JFK?
He was in a car.
Okay.
Kevin, help me.
Don't ask Kevin. He already said something controversial about it.
It's 3 names. They're always 3 names.
It's not the Booth guy. He was Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
John Wilkes Booth. That was him. And that's where I stopped listening in history class, apparently.
Need an answer. 3.
John Dodo.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
What?
Wow. I haven't either.
What?
Never.
I'm telling you guys, they stopped teaching that in school.
Yeah. You don't get
sometimes
to the 60s,
I wonder how, what is happening, how you guys exist. All right, well, you lost to Courtney, but I'll give you the other 2. Which 30 Rock star threw up at the court at the Knicks game?
Well, now I'm all thrown off on the fact I got such a big history question wrong. I know this guy. I know him. I can see his face. I can hear his voice. He was just on SNL reunion.
Courtney.
Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Courtney, do you want to be the one who tells her? And then who played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
So you got 3 out of 5. Not good enough to win.
All
another
Wilkes Osborne or whatever.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, my God. Another loss in Hannah's record. Courtney, you get to hear these beautiful words whenever you're ready,
oh,
Hannah.
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to saying it. This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Courtney.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
See if you can get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day correct. We say this 3 times a day. What do we say 3 times a day?
I thought it was women say this.
Nope, we say this 3 times a day.
Okay, well, I think this is universal, no matter what gender you are. I think it's, I'm tired.
I'm tired, ooh. Okay. You think men were less likely? Okay. But now you agree, Kev?
I'm going to be on the positive today. I'm going to say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say I'm sorry.
All right. It is a 2-word phrase, and someone did get it correct. Who do you think got it right? Do you say I'm tired 3 times a day, thank you, or I'm sorry? That answer is coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right. We are officially commercial free for the next hour to kick off your weekend. Let's see who got the Mega Mind question of the day correct. We say this 3 times a day. Hannah, your guess was?
I'm tired.
How many times do you think you've said that today?
I've already said it probably 10 times. And I mean it every single time I say it.
Kevin.
I said thank you.
You think you said thank you more than 3 times
yes,
today?
Yes, right. I do.
And I said I'm sorry.
Who have you said?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry, do it 3 times.
I don't know that I've said it today yet.
Yeah, all right. Hannah's correct, guys.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
Hannah's pulling the average, though, way high. I feel like, to be honest, she has talked about being tired, which on Fridays, at the end of the week, a lot of people are exhausted. I'm tired is actually said out loud 3 times a day on average.
Valid.
has AB yawn too, by the way.
Yeah.
Mega Minds.
It might be a religious reason that people do not eat meat on Fridays, but not for Kevin. Kevin's good. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. So a lot of Christian religions like Catholic, Lutheran, Eastern Orthodox religions during like Lent on Fridays, they abstain from meat. They don't eat meat. It's a sacrifice they make. Kevin's like, yeah, I don't have to do that anymore. And yeah. I thought this was the funniest reason why you don't have to do that anymore.
That's because I got a free pass back in
from
the
who?
Day.
God? God
no,
himself?
No. From God's emissary on earth, a priest.
Oh, oh that's
yes,
the guy.
Yes. So when I was in high school, and I went to a Catholic high school, I was actually hanging out with this priest and his nephew, and we were going to a basketball tournament, and after the tournament, we were all driving back home, and he goes, guys, I'm jonesing for pizza, but not just any pizza. I want pepperoni pizza. And we're going, wait a second, you're a priest. You can't have meat on Friday. It's Lent. There's no way. We can't do this.
Yep.
He goes, no, I think we can. So we go to Pizza Hut, and we ordered the pizza. He goes, you guys want pepperoni? We're all good with that. And I'm going, we can't do this. No. He goes, I can absolve you. You can absolve us? So he said a prayer.
And then you were good.
And like, boom. We said this prayer, something about, you know.
Something about.
All I know is something about the fact that, you know. You know, God, please, you know.
God likes pepperoni pizza.
Lord, you know, please forgive my sins. I'm about to commit purposely.
I'm exactly. About to crush a pizza, right. A pepperoni pizza.
You know, and we got to have pepperoni pizza.
Do you
and
think now you can eat meat on every Friday, you think?
Thoughts, there was
I thought this was the one-time pepperoni pizza
but
deal.
But there never was like a prayer that said this was only one time only. There was never a prayer that said you got to go back to the Friday rule. So I'm like... I'm good. This is awesome.
Kevin has found a loophole in
uh-huh.
this.
Yes.
And once that happened, he was good. Like, right. Hey, I'm just riding it out.
And I don't think it matters that years later this priest left the priesthood.
No.
Doesn't matter.
That had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. There's no problem with it, but I think, hey, that's how it works.
Was that the best pepperoni pizza you ever had?
Yes, it was, actually. It was like one of those things where you're like, oh, man, you know, you're not supposed to do this, but you're doing this. And I'm like, wow, the power of prayer. I love it. Love it.
The power of prayer making this pepperoni pizza absolutely delicious.
I don't know what's more wild. The priest just being like, you know, I'm jonesing for this. So whatever. Or the fact that you like would continue this freedom. What do you think you would have to pray every time?
No, I think that's it's one and done.
Once you've
been blessed.
Yeah, once he gave that prayer, he was good.
I'm good.
Yeah, he's got like a free pass for life.
That's
he could eat as much pepperoni pizza.
This is why religion confuses me.
I feel like Hannah's been making fun of me and like roasting me. And I want to know why. What's going on with this? We're commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. So Hannah apparently says that every single time she looks at my profile picture, she laughs. Why? What's wrong with my profile picture?
I mean, it seriously makes me pee my pants, Brett.
What? Why? What is wrong with my profile picture?
It just doesn't fit you. Like, I don't know what happened. It's your profile picture on TikTok. And like if I first discovered this because I sent you a TikTok and then it came up on my profile like video shared with Robert Mega. And I look
what
at
is
your
it,
picture.
Though? What is-
I don't you tell me what this is.
Stop.
It's like a
I'm a human being.
It's a monster. Like it looks like an alien cartoon thing. It has
sharp. Oh, so it's not me?
It's
sharp
not you.
Teeth. Wait,
one
hold
on. Big eye.
So it's not me. I thought you were describing me. It looks like a monster.
I was,
it's so ugly.
Bad photo day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, so wait. On my TikTok, there is a picture of me as a cartoon?
No,
it's not you.
Not one big eye. Four eyes, yellow,
Let
sharp
me see
teeth.
It. Whoa. Okay, so it does look like an alien creature. It's like one of those ones that you just like subbed in because you didn't pick one.
Right.
Which like it used to just be like the, when you used to not pick something, just be like an egg. But no, it's like some weird TikTok thing.
When people don't have a profile picture on TikTok, it's just the first letter of their name.
Yeah.
It like automatically fills in. Brett,
you
this
chose
is a
this.
Photo you selected.
I did not choose that.
Yes, you did.
That's not how TikTok works.
That's not. Nobody else has this profile picture. It's just
you're
you.
Damn right they don't. Right. That's cool.
Like, what?
I did not choose it.
The reason, you did.
So the reason my TikTok even exists the way it exists is weird because we switched my TikTok to the Brett Mega Show's TikTok. And when I just said, like, I think I was with Hannah when I made a new account, like, at the same time. I'm like, oh, I'll just make a new account so I could still be on TikTok and then Hannah could take over because Hannah does all of our social and posts all of our social. So I'm like, here's this password to my old Brett Mega TikTok. And I made a new TikTok. Is it even named Brett Mega? What is it named? I don't even know if it's named Brett
it's
Mega.
Probably user 1234.
Yeah, no, it's not some like, it's Robert Mega.
It's Robert Mega. So it didn't even, they wouldn't even let me use probably Brett Mega because I had already had Brett Mega and we were switching the name. So it's like my like government first name because Brett Mega is my middle name. So it's like Robert Mega and then chosen with like an alien guy. I think you picked that alien guy for me because I was with you when I switched it. I feel like I'm being set up. Like this is a sabotage.
I just don't understand why everybody else has a letter and you have this ugly thing.
It's not ugly. First off, that I want to vote. Put my guy on the Men Madness bracket that we're voting on.
Oh, my gosh.
That thing is adorable. That thing is right up there with Baby Yoda.
No.
No,
that guy is cute. Vote for him.
He's so ugly, I feel bad for him.
Vote for him. Do you think he's cute? How are you going to phrase it? Don't throw me under the bus. Ugly or hottie? Hot or
ugly
not?
Ugly or hottie? I will post this picture on the Brett Mega Show Instagram. I mean, guys, I don't know what to even do about it.
Every time I
see it, it makes me like
it.
My pants.
I actually don't remember, because this is like over a year ago, I don't remember if I selected it, if it auto did it, whatever. But if I did do it, I would love it. I love that guy.
I think
he's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
You should change all of your profile pictures to this.
Yeah. He might give Joshua Bassett a run.
Oh my gosh, Kevin!
We did the Hot Madness and Joshua Bassett literally got 4 votes. It was like AB's family. That dude didn't get 80 votes. My alien guy would probably beat him in the competition.
Not a chance.
My alien guy's cute. Go to Instagram, Brett Mega Show. Don't go to our TikTok because we can't even find that Robert Mega TikTok. Go to the Instagram to see this little alien guy. He's adorable. Brett Mega Show. And then vote because then he's going to feel bad. I like that guy.
Do I do a poll? Is he ugly or not?
Yeah.
Hot or not?
Hot or not? How are you going to hot or not? Hot and then put not.
Alien out?
I guarantee he gets 80%. He's going to get way more votes than Joshua Bassett
hot?
For sure.
Not.
All right.
All right, guys. It's posted.
Go see my cutie. What are the people saying about my guy?
Votes are pouring in. Oh my gosh. We have 57% of people saying hot.
Yes, come
43% of people saying not. Guys, come on.
Vote for my guy. Guys, I think if he wins this, we got to get him in the men's madness. Come on.
People are going to be confused because he's following Zac Efron.
Yes. Yeah. Very comparable in looks.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 53-47.
Well, it's really competitive. You got to see this guy. He's adorable. Cutest dude on the planet. That's my profile picture on TikTok because, well, I'm adorable. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
One of the biggest showdowns in Hollywood this year is now coming to an end. That actually sounds like the title of the movie I'm talking about. I'll share all the tea in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Guys, I don't know what's in the air. Probably some retrograde or like moon-shattering thing. Because this week, not only did Drake drop his lawsuits against Kendrick Lamar, another big beef in Hollywood is also coming to an end. Blake Lively is now dismissing her lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. So we've all been following this since day one. I feel like we all like have a degree in the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively thing here on the Brett Mega Show. It's been months of mudslinging, press releases, people dropping websites, just insanity. Until now, court documents from Blake's team read, "This lawsuit is a profound abuse of the legal process that has no place in the federal court. This meritless and relatory lawsuit runs headfirst into 3 legal obstacles, including the litigation, fair report, and sexual harassment privileges." Basically what that means, or how I read it, is we don't want to deal with this lawsuit anymore, and it might like make things worse for us and for Blake, so we're dropping it.
Kind of. So what I think it's saying too is Like, remember, he's suing the New York Times along with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and hers was a complaint against sexual harassment. And what she's saying legally is you can't countersue someone who's accused you of sexual harassment, because that would make it so more people would feel uncomfortable coming out against sexual harassment. So they're saying, hey, like, this has nothing to do, you can't legally sue us because we filed the complaint against sexual harassment. So I don't want to be involved in this lawsuit that you have.
I think it's interesting that they're dropping it, though.
Well, they're asking for him to drop their name against that. They're asking for Justin Baldoni to release Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I also do think that because they don't want to be involved in the lawsuit, they don't want their names mentioned into it. Also, does say a little bit of, like, I don't want this smoke either. Like, I don't want to be in this battle. We don't want to be part of it. We filed a complaint. We want to move on from our lives. And I think Justin Baldoni, who feels like his name was tarnished through all this, is like, well, I'm not ready to move on. My name was tarnished and I want to clear it. And Blake's like, well, I filed a sexual harassment case and I want to move on. Like, I want to move forward. So it is an interesting break in the case.
It really, this whole thing is beyond interesting to me. So neither Blake nor Justin has come out to speak over this exact matter, but Blake's reps came out and, like, shared a little statement that reads, this meritless and relatory lawsuit runs headfirst into three legal obstacles, blah, 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 and all the sexual harassment privileges. So once again, they themselves didn't say that, but her team did. I could see this whole thing ending up being dropped on Blake's side because I don't think she can handle it.
What I honestly think is more and more people are done with this. Like, they're asking, like, co-stars from it who once had spoken out either on Blake's side or on Justin's side. And both sides are like, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Like, I'm just kind of done with it. They can handle it themselves in the courtrooms. Everyone is kind of just sick of it.
If you actually felt so strongly, wouldn't you proceed through the lawsuit? Like, just because the public is tired of hearing about it doesn't mean you just get to drop it. Like, if you actually felt like you were sexually harassed, wouldn't you continue the lawsuit?
She's not suing him. She's only filing a complaint. You can't sue someone for sexually harassing you.
You can't?
No, it'd be a criminal charge. You'd be like, she filed a complaint. Like, you could file like, hey, I was sexually harassed at work, and you would file a lawsuit against your company, but you wouldn't file a lawsuit against the person who did it. You'd be like, oh, I want them to be charged with sexual harassment. And so that's what Blake originally did. And then Justin said, I never did this. I'm suing you for, like, shaming my name and fronting this, like, this smear campaign with the New York Times. So he sued not Blake. He sued the New York Times. And in mentioned of that was Blake and Ryan. And they said, hey, I don't want to be part of your lawsuit. We want nothing to do with
it. Okay, I take back my degree in this case. Because damn, this is why I'm in radio, not a lawyer, guys. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Where is an interesting place you watch TV on a regular basis, or maybe you have watched it? 314-531-9898. So many people watching March Madness games in the middle of work right now, just trying to sneak off and watch it on their, you know, catch some of the games in the middle of a meeting. Anyone watch TV at work in the middle of a meeting when you're supposed to be on a Zoom? 314-531-9898. AB, you watch it, like, in the strangest places, don't you?
Yeah, even, like, I normally get to work 10 minutes early, and then I'll sit in my car for 10 minutes until I have to come in, and I'll, like, watch TV on my phone.
I thought you were doing a sermon.
I do that on my way to work now.
Oh,
you thought she was sitting there praying in her car?
I never bothered you because I thought you were playing with God.
It depends on
she's
the day.
Praying, actually. Right, leave her alone.
Exactly. It depends on the day.
So you sit in the parking lot at work, and you'll watch, like, a TV show for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
What? What show?
It depends.
Like, are you trying to catch up on TV you missed?
Like, I've been watching iCarly.
So no, that is not a show you missed. That's like a show that you've watched multiple times.
Yeah.
That's what you'll sit in a parking lot and do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a producer that would watch it while she drove. I thought that was crazy.
I listen to New Girl all the time when I'm driving.
What do you mean, listen?
You, like, prop it up, though, right?
I know it in and out, and so, like, I don't have to watch it to know what's going on. So it's like, what? I'm listening to it, and I can just picture it.
They said this is, like, a new trend during road trips. Instead of, like, listening to the radio, what the hell's wrong with these people? Or podcasts.
I hate this trend.
Yeah. The people will put up episodes, and they'll just listen to TV shows. Like, what?
Oh, wow.
And that feels dangerous. Like, you can't just listen. Mm-hmm. Your eyes are going to be drawn to this show. That is dangerous. No wonder AB always gets lost when we're going places.
Hey, I would get lost regardless.
She's watching New Girl. This is crazy.
Okay, I think we solved the root of the problem there.
Yes. You don't you watch it in the shower too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean? Wow. What do you watch TV?
Anywhere that you can have your phone, I'm watching TV.
No.
What?
I only watch TV when I'm supposed to be watching TV. There are people out there, though. I think AB is either the craziest person on the planet, or there's like a whole group of you TV obsession people.
I'm with Brett. I watch TV when I'm sitting down on the couch in the living room, or I'm in my bed, and like it's designated TV time.
Yeah.
Or in school when they would bring the TV in.
Oh, roll it in the car. Right. It's VeggieTales time.
There's some big thing going on, or it's a sporting event. We had a high school teacher during March Madness who would always bring the, you know,
respect.
Yeah,
that
I was
guy.
Like, all right, it's the first day of March Madness. Enjoy, everybody.
Anyone out there listening that does what AB does, or is AB the only mad woman out there that is just watching TV in the shower, in the car, parking lots, 314-531-9898. Where are you watching TV at that's unique or interesting? Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. When is a time that you watch TV that is unique or interesting? 314-531-9898. There are people like AB that really do exist out there that watch TV like on their phone.
Constantly.
Yeah, you always have it on.
Mm-hmm. Like, I also, another funny story, when I was younger, before they had like the TVs in cars, on long road trips, my dad used to wheel in like one of those like box little TV things. And like play tapes, and we would watch
like
TV.
VHS tapes.
Yeah,
oh
we
my
would
God.
Watch like on a normal TV
oh,
in the car.
Wow,
wow, you take it to the next level.
Yeah,
how did you even set that up in a car?
I asked my dad; it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, wow. That's like extension cords. Yeah.
We were taking like 20-hour road trips.
That's what I call like an addiction, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it started.
That's where your addiction to TV.
Forget iPad, kids. How about a VHS?
VHS roller, like the old school that Kevin was talking about. Yep. Like they used to roll those things in for the classroom.
Yep.
He was rolling it into the car.
Strapped to the thing. I love it.
Taping it up with some duct tape. There you go, girl. Whatever keeps you quiet. It's crazy because people are doing that for March Madness. People are finding random, weird, interesting ways to be consuming these games. What are people saying on the text line, Hannah?
We actually got a really creative text. One of them says, on long drives, I'll watch / listen to movies with songs in it. For example, High School Musical, so I can listen, but I also have the chance to sing along with a song.
Oh. Yeah, that's why Glee is great to watch in the
car.
So
it's like double. You get music and a movie.
AB's texted into the show so she doesn't feel so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I do. Like,
yeah,
this
that
is
was,
literally
right. Don't look at the number that sent that in.
Yeah. Right.
It's not weird. Look at that person watches High School Musical, also something AB
yeah,
likes.
That's very niche.
Yeah, that's sounded very AB like. Lyric, do you do this too?
Yeah, I actually just set it up right now. It's so funny. I get to work and I set up my iPad and I put my headphones on and I play a TV show that I've watched, I don't know, a million times before.
Does your company know you're not working or what? What do you do for a living?
My boss walked by. He's like, oh, what are you watching right now?
Oh, that's so funny. I would have like multiple tabs open.
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Wow.
Yeah. AB's sister was really into that at work.
Yeah, my sister's been through like 8 seasons of Grey's Anatomy in like 2 weeks.
And we wonder why. What's going on with the workforce and stuff right now? Like,
this imagine is what, all those work from homers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just what we thought. Like, oh, I can't figure out what's going on. Oh, now I get it. Everyone's just watching TV. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending. I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines to you, Hannah, and you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. Like, these are 8 life hacks that people swear by.
Need them.
Put a pinch of salt in your coffee. Apparently, it will make it taste better. Mm-hmm. Want a shorter wait time at the DMV? Show up just before it closes. Everything moves faster, they say.
Ooh.
Open a bag of chips from the bottom. They say all the seasoning rests there, so if you flip it over, you actually get a better tasting chip if you flip the chips upside down.
That makes sense.
Slow down to speed up. You're more likely to make a mistake if you rush. Write down every good idea you have. Put a slice of bread in your mouth while cutting onions. Apparently, this will help.
What?
And then microwave everything twice as long with half the heat. It'll actually get a better flavor.
Oh. I don't know how to turn down the heat in my microwave.
I know. I always feel like it's like I just like set it and just forget it kind of thing. And then the last one is a spoonful of sugar helps hiccups go down if you're trying to look for a cure for hiccups. Those are some hacks that people swear by. What male body part turns on women the most?
Ooh, AB, what do you think it is?
You guys are going to have two different answers,
arms?
I'm sure. So you think arms, AB?
I got to say biceps. I also really like the back.
Okay, so both of you, completely different type of men, both said arms. Everyone agrees. So
wow.
Even no matter your type, we just
men
both
everywhere
like,
in the gym are going to be like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
But AB likes some skinny, so just whatever
just
type
kidding.
Of arm you
right.
like. Some of them are like, ooh, I want it skinnier than you are like, ooh, ooh, ooh. But yeah.
I want a big old juicy thing I can bite into like a chicken. What?
All right.
That got weird. Sorry. Take it back.
No, you don't.
Rewind.
Whoa.
I take back saying that on air. I
didn't
take
know
back
where
it.
That
it's,
was going.
It's just been a while for Anna, guys. Clearly. Clearly it's been a while. Dang. Just wanna... That is a clip that will be played over and over and over again. For the rest of your life, she is her hands over her head. Wow.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Like a what again? Do you want to repeat it?
No.
We're going to try something new here on the Brett Maga Show while we're commercial free. We're going to do like a little talent show, but not just any talent show. It is probably like Hannah's dream talent show. We're going to do an ASMR talent show. You know, like those videos where you can just hear all the sounds like amplified and listening to those sounds that are just so peaceful and like people just love them. Actually, Hannah loves them more than anyone else I know. This is how you sleep at night, right?
Yeah, I usually go to bed watching a TikTok ASMR live video.
You literally watch ASMR videos for hours. And so Hannah is going to be the person to beat in our competition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to make an ASMR sound ourselves, like our own talent show. You have to do it yourself. We're going to create an ASMR sound that is hopefully pleasing to the ears right now as you're listening in on your car on your Friday. And you vote which one had the best sound, which one was the most pleasing, peaceful, enjoyable sound. I will go first because I don't expect to win this competition because I have never watched an ASMR video in my life other than the ones Hannah forces me to watch. So I am not into ASMR videos. But I think on a Friday, after a long week, my video has a chance or my sound has the best chance of winning. So for mine, I need you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture yourself exhausted. It is a long week. You've been stressed out. Bosses all over you. Emails piling up. You are frustrated. You are upset. And then you hear the beautiful sounds of... Turn up my mic volume, Kevin. The beautiful sounds of an ice-cold beer poured into an ice-cold glass. Feel the release. All right, that's my song.
That was great.
Like
that was sexual.
Was it?
I was going to say,
I'm sexy, baby.
Brett has another career in ASMR OnlyFans.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Were you? Well done.
I feel like I was on stage there performing my ASMR video.
I didn't know we were doing voices.
I mean, I'm a performer, Hannah. This is a talent
show.
He
said, turn up my mic.
All right, are you guys ready? Who wants to go second? Kevin, you want to go second?
I'll go second. Okay.
We'll let the ladies go. Let's the ladies go after us.
I think I'm going to get my ASMR kicked here, but let's try. All right. Every day you go into work.
He's told the story too.
And there's always just too much paper. Too much paper you got to deal with. So you can use.
He's so nervous.
You can use that paper to relax and to fall asleep as you hear the rustling sounds of shuffling paper.
I love that sounded good. Ooh.
He's getting crazy.
Hannah, he's getting crazy with the paper. What did you think of his sound?
I must say, I've heard a lot of sounds in my days. I've never heard a compilation of paper shuffling, but I love your creativity, Kevin.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
And yeah. I love the intensification of it, too.
Yes.
All right, if you want to vote for myself or Kevin, you can vote by saying Brett or Kevin at 314-531-9898. Hannah, who is the ASMR queen, you have to follow up that, and AB will be right after Ava Max. Guys, this is the first time we've ever done this before. We're doing an ASMR competition talent show. This is like Hannah's favorite thing. Hannah's so into ASMR videos. Like, this is how you sleep at night, right, Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Every night.
Every night you watch like hours of ASMR videos?
Yeah, I fall asleep to it.
Okay, so what we've done is each of us have brought in a prop, like almost like a talent show from school, and then you have to make an ASMR sound. And then you can vote on who you think had the best sound. So far, Kevin and myself have gone. I did the cracking open of a ice cold beer on a weekend shift, and then the pouring of it. I do love like those videos that like have that pouring sound. I do like that.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, man, on a Friday, that's the best sound in the world. And Kevin, you did the ruffling of papers.
Yes, the shuffling of papers that you have at your office. It probably puts you to sleep every day. You don't even realize it.
Hannah, what are people saying on the text line? Who's winning so far between myself and Kevin? Who's getting more votes?
We are completely 50-50.
Really?
On you. Ooh, and dang. Kevin.
Wow.
Competing. Someone is a very big fan of your work, Brett.
You guys said mine sounded sexy.
It did. I think people really dug into the sexual pleasure.
What did he say? Read the text.
Says, good morning. I already think Brett is very attractive, but that turned it way up. Glad I work from home.
Who said that? It was a guy?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I make other men attractive to me.
I'm telling you, ASMR is awesome.
Yes, it's what I do. It's what I do, people. So try to beat that. AB, do you want to go first?
Oh, I feel like we have to end with Hannah.
I feel like we have to end with Hannah,
she's
too.
She's the ASMR queen.
Yes.
Okay, so I brought in some makeup products for mine. So let's see if we can hear them. First, I have to.
Well, everyone's stealing my move. Everyone's stealing my move.
First, I have to unzip my bag. We're gonna go in with some concealer.
She's actually brushing the mic, man. For real, like, putting makeup on it.
You have to. I have to put my hair up.
Whoa.
Some lipstick. And I have to comb my eyebrows.
I will say that whether you like the sounds or not, the mic looks so much better. You look beautiful, microphone.
You
look gorgeous, microphone.
I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really liked the spoolie on the mic. That was good.
I'm not going to lie. I do not watch these ASMR videos. I do not get them all. Now that Kevin did the rustling of the papers and AB did all that, I get it. It is an enjoyable.
It's calming.
It was enjoyable to listen to, actually. Mm-hmm. All right. ASMR queen, Hannah.
Okay. So Brett wanted all of us to bring in props, and I can already tell him looking at mine, he's judging me. But out of all the ASMR, I've listened to so many different like layered sounds, textured sounds, and my tried and true that I always go back to is just simple tapping. So here we have some. Keyboard tapping.
But did that turn on David?
That is the question.
Okay, so we want you to vote. If you just text in a name, who you thought had the best ASMR sounds, who made you more relaxed, who was more peaceful, who was more enjoyable to listen to, 314-531-9898. Or maybe people are just like, anything was better than those people talking that normally talk every single day. We are commercial free still on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. See, that's kind of what my ASMR sound was, is an opportunity for you to get tipsy. I actually cracked open a ice cold beer, and people in the studio can testify to this. Like, it was an ice cold beer. It was an actual beer.
Yeah.
I wasn't just playing around. We did an ASMR competition where we each brought in props and did like a talent show, like almost like a high school talent show, and had to display our ASMR skills. And we said for you to vote on which sound you like the best. What are the people saying online?
I'm not kidding. It is a split tie.
This is probably the most popular segment we've ever done. That's what we didn't talk.
I mean,
more people are voting. Like,
Kevin,
this is
Kevin,
good stuff.
Brett, and then Dave definitely voted for Brett.
Yeah, he voted for me a couple of times.
I liked Hannah's tapping, best for relaxation. Definitely vote for Hannah. I live for the sound of someone typing. Nobody's really said much about ABs, but I think out of everybody, I would have to vote for AB. I love the like fake get ready with me videos. Like, I felt like AB actually did my concealer.
Yeah, but
thank you.
I got people drunk to vote for me. Vote for me and you can have a sip of my beer. That's how I want people to vote. I want to win this thing just by bribing them. That's what I want to do.
That's what you're going
to do? Yeah.
No, see, mine is very simple. You're going to be shuffling papers at work anyway. You might as well.
Yeah, but
you're
going to
be typing at work.
Yeah.
And drinking today, too. Yeah. And I have makeup done, so.
You know what you can go do is skip work on Thursday, less than a week away from for Cards opening day. Come drink a beer with us. That's a great sound. Just ice cold beer poured into ice cold glasses. Come book your reservation. The reservations are almost sold out. If you do want to grab a spot at Cardinals Nation and watch our breakfast brunch and listen to us make sounds instead of talking, you're going to just go to y98.com or cardinalsnation.com to grab your spot at our breakfast brunch for opening day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
One of Eminem's employees could be charged in crimes with a jail time for over 15 years. I'll share what he did and why Eminem is probably rooting for a higher sentence for him at 8:35.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I'd say out of all the singers and rappers in the game, probably Eminem is the one I'd want to mess with the least.
Yep.
And his former audio engineer just got charged with stealing Eminem's unreleased music and selling it online, which is not good. So this engineer didn't just steal one song. He stole over 25. Investigators say that the music was stored on like a password protective hard drive that was kept in a safe in Eminem's studio, and the engineer still got access to it. And it was actually other employees who reported this. They noticed that like all these unreleased songs were being released on like sketchy YouTube videos, and the more it kept happening, the more they realized like, wait, that's that like overnight engineer dude who's here.
That's
at
crazy.
That time that these things are being posted. And after investigations and the FBI and stuff looked into it, they found this audio engineer, and it's him. So this guy could face up to 15 years in the slammer. If fully convicted, it would be a copyright infringement and interstate transportation of stolen goods.
I hope it happens for a couple of different reasons. One, I love Eminem. But the reason I think it's so important to set... Sorry.
He's getting choked up over this. He's so passionate.
Is to set the precedent for all people stealing other people's art, because what ends up happening sometimes with Eminem, he's an artist that does this, is he records a bunch of stuff and he talks about this all the time. And sometimes like Dr. Dre, his producer, will be like, Em, you can't say that on tape. You can't record that. But he's going for shock value. And this happens in comedies all the time. They say they shoot more film and comedy and movies because the guys are just riffing and making jokes. And then some of those jokes are like, those are inappropriate. You can't do that. And so some of those things should never see the light of day. And it's because they're just trying to go for a shock value. Mm-hmm. And then to release that to the public would be damaging to their careers. I'm like, I didn't mean that. I was just doing art and we scraped that. The other thing is, this has happened to Tate McRae too. These people taking the stuff and then leaking it that they didn't want to release is stealing their art, and then releasing it in a way that they didn't want the world to see. Right. And they have a right to let people see that the way they intended the world to see it.
And it really is like people just do this for like a little bit of gain, a little bit of fame. You might get a little bit of money for people watching your video of it being released. But the value of that artist, like, that is their craft.
Yeah.
That is their work. That is their creativity. It's so special to them. And to have that be literally stolen from them, I can't even imagine that. So, yeah, I hope this guy does go to prison for these acts and other people realize this is not funny. This is not light. It's actually really deep. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow.
What the beep did we say here on the Brett Maga Show? So this is something we do every single Friday. As Kevin takes a clip from the show, and he beeps out certain words because who knows what we will say. We have said some stuff that needed to be beeped out already on this show alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let alone looking back on the week. So here's the clip of the show. See what you can figure out what is behind that beep. Sarah, your kids brought you back to something that you used to love back in the day. What was it?
So my preteen just has recently discovered Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, and I forgot to also mention this, she's also discovered...
Whoa, what did she discover?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
It is a hard one. Do you remember what she discovered? 314-531-9898. We'll tell you what the beep we said at 848.
What you say?
What the beep did we say on the Brett Megas Show? This is where we take a clip of the show, something we actually said on the air. Kevin beeps out a certain part and see if you can guess what's behind it. It has everyone stumped today. Sarah, your kids brought you back to something that you used to love back in the day. What was it?
So my preteen just has recently discovered Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, and I forgot to also mention this, she's also discovered...
Woo. What did she discover? Did anyone get it on the text line? No one probably got
it. No, everybody's confused.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's tough.
I know it's something Kevin really likes. Yeah. Sarah, your kids brought you back to something that you used to love back in the day. What was it?
So my preteen just has recently discovered Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, and I forgot to also mention this, she's also discovered VHS.
VHS.
Oh. Yes, baby.
Because Kevin remembers this clip because he is the only other person to watch his VHSs the entire time.
I don't even think I would remember how to work it.
Yeah.
You got to rewind. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. Got to push it in.
What you say?
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
The fact is no one knows anything about March Madness or college basketball. That's the only fact that we can really actually guarantee on this show, on the Brett Megas Show. But every single Friday, we have our own little competition. We have our own little bracket style where two people compete against facts. And Kevin is the fact champion, so he'll give a fact. Alex is the contender. He'll give a fact. And then myself, Hannah, and AB will judge which fact we find more interesting or mind-blowing. Kevin is the fact champ. You going first or second?
I will defer to the challenger if he'd like to go first.
Right. Yeah, here. So I got this fact. This, with spring here, or almost here, the weather is changing. It's warming up, which means the birds are coming back.
Okay.
And this one is actually a bird fact, Hannah, because I know you get the birds and the crickets confused a little bit at times.
But... Last week on the show, Hannah said, I cannot vote for AB because I hate birds, and her fact had nothing to do with birds.
I never said the word bird.
Yeah, didn't even say the word bird.
It was about
it was about chirping, so that was enough for me to say, so already out.
All right, well, so be careful, because when the crows start coming back this spring, did you know that crows hold grudges against individual humans for up to 17 years.
17 years?
Sense.
And they will target humans, and they will go after them.
I tell you, like, they'll try to fight them. I don't like birds. They'll swoop down on
you. They dive bomb, attack people, and it's for a reason, because they're holding a grudge against you.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
I've heard this before. I think it's hilarious. I don't even know if I need to hear it, Kevin. Someone holding a grudge, I love it. Point goes to Alex. Okay, Kevin, go ahead and give your, fact.
That's a tough fact to beat. From birds to fish, okay?
Wow, animal facts today.
Well, it is the Lenten season.
Okay.
And, you know, Catholics eat fish on Friday, so this is a pretty interesting fact. Did you know that the Atlantic Ocean is much saltier than the Pacific Ocean? But you won't taste the difference in fish because fish have a natural filtration system that prevents them from becoming overly salty.
Shout out pH.
Did you actually care about that, Hannah? Yes. I want to see you vote for that.
Are all the oceans not connected?
I guess, in a way.
They are in a way, but...
How is one saltier than another?
Yeah, like, they're not, like, super...
I don't know. That seems crazy to me. Kevin has my vote.
Kevin has my vote.
Oh, I love this. I don't have to hold a grudge for 17 years.
Wow, Alex, you got my vote
Shout
early.
Shout out fish's filtration.
I did not care about the salt
the
levels. Yeah,
right. You two can go hold a grudge over there. We're going to have non-salty fish.
I hope the crow that you pissed off 15 years ago attacks you on the way out of the building.
I've got some crows I'm going to talk
Let
them know.
Hannah's already know.
I've shown crows some pictures of your faces.
Yeah, they're going to be sitting on your Bugatti while you wait to get out. Like, what'd
Don't
you say?
Don't wish that on me.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
What is the best thing someone said to you this week? This is something we do every single week on the show because by the end of the week, we're exhausted. It's Friday. We probably are a little hungover because we skipped work and just went and drank and watched March Madness. And so you just think back, what's the best thing someone said to you this week? I cannot believe, guys, we kicked off this week at Helen Fitzgerald doing St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, like, that felt like years ago.
I know. What a week. And what we should have had on stage playing the big harp because Kevin, beautiful. Beautiful. Mm. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing someone said to me this week actually comes from our friend Kelly Mano. She came in this week to talk about her upcoming tour. And after we were done interviewing her, she stopped me and she was like, you know, Hannah, when you first got hired on this show, I kind of like rolled my eyes and thought, oh, she's young, she's blonde, this ain't going to be good. And then she was like, after I listened to a couple shows, I understood why you got hired. You're actually hilarious. Love you behind the mic. And that meant so much to me.
Not only did she say it, because I think Hannah is being humbled, that she said she's young and blonde, she also called her beautiful. And I cannot tell you how many people had said that both about Hannah and AB, like, oh, I bet they just got the role because Brett thought they were pretty girls. And they're both, I'm like, no, they're so talented, they're so gifted, and I cannot tell you how many people guessed wrong about both of you guys, but especially Hannah, she gets a lot of crap from people for...
For living.
But super talented, Hannah. So what a nice compliment from Kelly Mano.
That was super sweet.
Yeah, and mine kind of dealt with Helen Fitzgerald's. I unfortunately was not allowed to go because we had some miscommunication. Boy, think about that in radio. Miscommunication never happens. But I got stuck back here running the board because it had to be done. And you guys, this entire show was extremely kind to me and was like, Kev, we missed you, but so glad you could do such a great job behind the scenes.
We did miss you.
We did.
It's never the same without you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Mine is, it's got to do with the March Madness. I mean, Kev thanked me. You guys thanked me. Well, the girls didn't necessarily. We forced their hands.
Yes.
But I think, you know, the appreciation of me setting up the bracket, Kev saying that I should get the free entry, that's a combination of the nicest things.
I do think doing those brackets and being the one who organizes it is just going to be a pain in the neck, actually. But everyone in the office does appreciate it. Someone has to do it, but it does improve morale. Because at the end of even last year, like the girls who got forced into it, we're checking. Look at the BMS babes are on top. You just get caught up into it. Mm-hmm. And so you do keep the morale of the office strong.
I think for me, the other night, my best friend Elizabeth was at my apartment and we were both reading our Bibles and listening to music. And she just turned to me and was like, I'm so thankful for our friendship. Like, you're my best friend.
Wow.
So sweet.
Thank you.
That is a beautiful thing. Yeah. You always struggle with the best thing someone said to you this week, but that's an awesome thing to hear from somebody say. For me, it was a little bit more of like, I feel like a lot of the compliments onto the show this week, but not only did it happen at Helen Fitzgerald, but it happened multiple times this week for whatever reason. I'm not sure if it's because the weather was nice, but a couple of people, probably because my voice is annoying, came up to me and was like, are you Brett Mega? I recognize your voice. And multiple people at Helen Fitzgerald talked about how they have conversations about the show outside of listening to the show.
Wow.
And I thought that was just like an extension of the conversation we have among our friends, they have with their friends. Like, hey, do you think a celebrity should take a photo and be obligated? Mm-hmm. They take our conversations and they bring them into their friends group. And I think that's the ultimate compliment to what we're doing every single day on the radio. So multiple people had said that. Even the ladies who we met who'd played that game with their family, we got to meet the grandma, was really good. What was the game called, AB, that you and your family played?
Ultimate Werewolf.
Ultimate Werewolf. Yeah, they're like, no, it was Shasta or something, right?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it started with a C or something.
Yeah, the Shasta Queen, Grandma Queen or whatever that they played.
Canasta.
Canasta.
Yeah.
I know, no, but I wasn't even there.
Yeah, there was the Canasta Queen Grandma we got to meet. So there's people who listen to the show and are an extension of the show, and having those conversations means the world to us. So thank you so much. That's the best thing someone said to us this week. What's the best thing someone said to you? Kick off the week with some positivity.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.